Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to Unwinding. I am Lisa, your host. I don't usually sound like this. Okay, she's nasally and she is sick, which I know is kind of the story of my life, but that's okay. I don't want to talk about that. I just want to say hello before we jump into this episode, which is, this is another fun one, okay? I have been needing just like lighthearted, fun episodes and conversations in my life, and that is what I wanted to give you as well. So for this episode, we are with Lauren, who is one of my best friends. She lives in Toronto. She's been on the podcast before. I will link our first episode because it's not old. It's from last summer, and it's one of our most played episodes. You guys really loved Lauren and our conversation together. I love that conversation. So I'll link it below if you haven't heard it. It's like a good evergreen conversation, good for any time of day. You know, it's a little more serious than this one. We talk a little bit more about just life and dating and friendships and confidence and all that good stuff. But this one is the opposite of that. This is the opposite of a serious episode. This episode is all about dating icks and like funny, unserious red flags. And we had so much fun recording this. I was crying, laughing while I was editing. So I hope you enjoy this one. And yeah, I don't really have many updates for you. I've been really sick this weekend. My only new update is that I started Vanderpump Rules. The FOMO was too real, okay? So I have officially added Vanderpump to my roster, okay? I caught up on Real Housewives of Miami. I caught up on Love is Blind. What else do I have to tell you? I don't think I have many updates for you. Like I said, this weekend was not very eventful for me. It was me, my bed, and I, okay? Anyway, I just wanted to say hello, check in before we jump into this episode. And to remind you, somehow this month is over. Basically, which means our first book club episode will be up soon. I haven't decided what I'm going to do about this. Like, am I going to do an extra episode every month for the book club, or am I going to integrate it into the monthly, you know, episodes, or will it be a hybrid of both? I'm not sure. We'll see. I'll keep you posted. Either way, we are reading Happy Place by Emily Henry, if you missed that. So if you would like to join us for the book club, then that is what we're reading, and it's almost time to discuss. And I'm very excited about it because what a cute fucking book. I think it was just the perfect, truly. I'm gonna give myself a little congratulations because what a great choice for the first book club pick of the year, you know? Okay, that is all. We're gonna get into this episode with Lauren. I love her so much. I hope you enjoy this episode. Don't take it too seriously. It's all fun and games, okay? But I love you. I hope I don't sound like this next week. I hope I am like fully recovered because honestly, a bitch is getting real fucking tired of being sick, okay? I have a life to live. Me to my immune system. Get it together, baby girl. Okay, love you, enjoy, and I will see you next Tuesday. That's cute, right? Okay. Ladies and disappointments, we are gathered here today welcoming friend of the podcast. I feel like a weather woman. Let me start over. Okay. I need to like loosen up. How about we open? Let's kick off by opening our... Tell us what we're drinking.
Liquid Death. A nice cold beer.
No, it looks like it's beer. Water. So let me tell the story about this water, this bougie-ass water that we have. Cheers.
Cheers.
So Lauren only drinks a specific water called...
Flow Water.
Flow Water. So I was trying to get it, because obviously she's here with me in my humble abode, and they didn't have it anywhere. So the closest thing that I could find to like something really bougie good. Is this Liquid Death, which I don't like the name of it.
Why?
Murder your thirst.
I like it.
This is so aggressive.
I know.
You know?
But it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the colors.
I never buy bougie water, but you were my excuse. So, hi Lauren.
Hey.
Welcome back. I'm so excited.
Me too.
I loved our first episode.
I know. Can I sit on my butt?
Of course. Do you want a blanket?
Yeah.
I'm sitting on this one.
Yeah, because
so we're gathered here today for a very fun episode.
I'm not looking.
If you guys haven't heard our first episode, people loved you.
Really?
Yeah. Why are you surprised?
I don't know.
You should be like, obviously they did. Really? Imagine you're like, duh. Yeah,
to me.
And our first episode was like very, I feel like we got a little more deep.
Yeah, it was more serious. You
know? It's a little more serious. Today we're just gonna keep it fun, mm-hmm. and we're going to be haters. It's giving hater, okay? So basically, we decided to do, like, red flags slash icks in anybody, like, that you've gone from somebody that you've mm-hmm. dated. And I want them to be, or I asked for very unserious, funny icks. So we did a question box today. And can I just say, this is why I love these bitches, because they delivered, okay? They delivered. So wait, before we get into them, mm-hmm. how are you doing?
Good. Okay, don't put it on me.
How I'm has good. Your Miami trip been?
It's been really fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wish I was staying longer.
You're 48 hours in
yeah,
Miami.
Literally 2 days.
I know.
I wish I was staying longer next time.
We just had a delicious lunch.
Mm-hmm. No, honestly, the food here is so good.
It is so
I
good.
I love it.
Yeah.
Everything. No, it was really fun.
Okay, great. I'm so happy to hear that. Okay, so I thought we could start off by sharing a few of our personal icks. I have one that you're going to laugh at.
Okay. Okay, you go first.
So I have one that you were there with me mm-hmm. to experience this ick.
Okay.
So I'm going to share it and hope that you remember what it is. And listen, no boys allowed. If you are a man and you're listening to this, hang up the phone.
Yeah.
Okay? Unless you're gay, in which case I love you. Or if you're one of my friends, then you're allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you are a man that either of us has spoken to, is speaking to, or potentially will.
Just stop listening.
Just stop listening. Actually, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to. Let me just get to it. Okay. Let me just shut the fuck up and get to it. Okay. My ick that I got mm-hmm. from this very beautiful man were his flip-flops.
Okay, yeah. I was actually thinking that. I was going to say.
But do you remember?
Yeah. That we, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And here's the thing, okay? I just wasn't vibing with them.
Mm-hmm.
They were so thick. Like, the thong itself was so thick. Because I want to give people a visual. Because they
like
don't.
Birkenstock?
No, they weren't Birkenstock. I don't know the brand. Honestly, I didn't see the brand. But they were, like, thick. Do you know what I mean? Like, the thong.
The thong part,
the
yes.
The thong part was so thick. I need that thong part to be nice and slim.
No, but not at all.
Yeah, I prefer a slide. Yeah, we've already discussed
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
But I
just
prefer.
Just a running shoe. Just a running shoe.
Honestly, I think I even prefer, like, a croc in sport mode than I do a thick
yeah.
thong
yeah,
sandal.
Yeah, crocs are okay.
I wouldn't say okay.
Better than.
But.
Better than, like, a thong
a
sandal.
Thick thong?
Yeah, no, that's disgusting. Ew. No.
And you know what the worst part was? Is that they were, like, indented. Like, you could tell they
you
were
wore
his
them
favorite.
A lot. Yeah, no. It was probably the only shoes he. Ew. No.
And mm-mm. they were, like, a leather brown color, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Those are Birkenstocks.
They weren't Birkenstocks.
So it's like a shit version of Birkenstocks?
I don't know the brand.
Oh. But see, anyway. I didn't think like flip, like, yeah, like maybe if you're like in Tulum on the
and
beach.
I know that's so mean. No,
it's
we've discussed
mean.
This. Like,
it's not mean.
Your feet can burn on the cement. Yeah, I don't need you to be
wearing sneakers with
thong
socks.
Sandals. Like, it makes me like. It makes me angry.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Just a nice slim thong, if you must, or a slide.
I still
or
say
just
no.
be a man and walk on the burning
just
cement.
Just walk barefoot. Just barefoot. Barefoot. Barefoot or sneakers or boots.
Or slides. What's wrong with a slide?
Only if you're on vacation on the beach, but like not walking down the street.
Yeah.
No.
Of course.
No slide.
Right.
Yeah, no slide.
What about if they live at, you know, if they're there in their apartment and they want to go downstairs to, like, pick
no,
up a package?
No, you put your running shoes on. No.
Why do they have to be running shoes?
Okay, you put your clothes.
Sneakers on?
You put your clothes, shoes
your
on.
Your outside shoes.
Yeah, your outside shoes
so
on.
So they're not allowed to have inside shoes.
Slippers, but you wear the slippers inside.
What kind of slippers?
Ones that cover the feet, the whole foot.
Okay.
But maybe like, some, like, UGG slippers.
Oh.
Like men's UGG slippers?
Oh. You fancy, huh? Like with a little fur?
Yeah.
I have one more.
Okay.
Do you have one that you would like to share?
There's only one. Like, I feel like I have them, but, like, there's one that's in my head.
Okay. Would you like to share?
Oh, I thought it was made for you. If a guy uses, like, too many emojis or, like, not even too, just, I don't know.
Or, like, the wrong one.
Like, the winking face pisses me off.
Oof, because that one gives predator.
Yeah, yeah. Like, winking face, like, I don't know, tongue out for sure. Is
which
like,
one? There's a few.
All of them.
The one that's like.
Yeah.
Why yeah, is like, water coming out of, like, every hole in my body? Like, I need a tissue.
No, I just think any.
But you know which one I'm talking about, right?
The one the one with the eyes.
Yeah, like that one is like fucked up.
Oh my god, that's funny.
No, emoji.
There's a cute one that's like.
No, maybe like if you're a friend or like if your friend's sending you that.
Yeah.
To be like, not even serious though. I don't know, just emojis.
Do you like when guys use emojis like hearts and kisses?
Maybe a heart.
What color?
Red.
There's a lot. Why? Don't look at me like I'm crazy. No, there's tons of colors.
A red one.
Really?
Okay, a heart is fine. I don't think about it that deeply what color heart is. And me and why.
But
more the faces. You like, can send anything
or a
else.
Yellow one. That's like for your grandma.
No, the colors of the hearts are fine for me. It's more of the actual face emojis, like those ones. Like,
okay. So I'm going to share my second one.
Okay.
Also, let me just preface this right now. Right the fuck now. We are kidding. Like, this is supposed to be funny. I'm actually not kidding at all. But, this is supposed to be funny. This is for the girls and for the gays. Like, we are here to talk shit. Mm-hmm. I said we were going to be haters. Like, I don't want to offend anybody. Yeah. If you do these things or if somebody you love does these things, call 1-800. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Get some help.
It's fine. Like, I'm sure I do shit all the time.
Yeah.
Actually, no, because I'm perfect. No. Like, I don't do anything crazy.
I don't think I give anyone
an ick. Have I ever done something that you're like,
no,
be honest.
No.
No?
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you've never given me an ick either. So I have this crush on this guy. Mm-hmm. I lied to you when I said I didn't have a single crush. But this crush, I don't know, it's not like real. It's more of a platonic crush. Yeah. Like, I feel like it's, actually, I'm going to manifest it. It's going to become something. But as of right now, he doesn't know I'm alive. Okay. That's kind of that's the crush. Like, he doesn't know that I exist.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
My last ick is about this man who I think is so beautiful, so handsome. But the way he uses certain gifts on his stories makes me rethink everything.
Gifts. Oh, that's like those little moving.
The ones that like move, but like.
He puts them on his story?
Yeah. He'll put like a cute picture of like the sunset. And then there's a gif on it.
No, I don't like that.
But I think it's kind of cute because it's so. Like cringy that I'm like, oh,
you don't.
That's
he
adorable.
Take it serious.
It's like adorable not, to me how that's like very. It's giving dad vibes.
Yeah, true. Yeah, he's not really.
But he's like 32 years old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a cute ick.
Yeah.
It's an endearing ick.
Yeah. That's okay. Not that bad.
Here we go. Okay. Ready for the good stuff?
I'm excited.
Thank you so much to everybody who submitted something, and I wish I would have done this last night because I feel like we're gonna wrap up and then I'm gonna get more.
Because
I didn't even let the box, but we had to record because the sun's coming down and Lauren leaves tomorrow. Okay, so I will say some of these are ruthless. Y'all are ruthless. Like, I thought I was bad. Somebody said, I took him to a berries class and the way he performed jumping jacks made me want to never speak to him again. Fast forward 2 years and we're married.
Oh my god. Yeah. See that probably like it's like a first.
I love that one. Okay, somebody said he called me sweetheart.
No.
That doesn't ick you out?
No.
My dad called me sweetheart.
Yeah, that doesn't ick me out.
I think it depends. It just everything depends. Is it a creepy older man who's just calling you sweetheart randomly? Like, yeah, that's kind of weird.
It's weird, but it doesn't, like, ick me out.
Yeah.
Like, to be like...
He accused me of having people stalk his Facebook last year, and I certainly did not.
She probably did. I mean, like, if someone, like, why would he just make...
We believe the woman!
Okay.
What do you mean? Okay, somebody said, being a sloppy drunk, like, get it together.
Yeah, no, that's a turnoff.
I saw this TikTok, girl was saying, she was like, why are boys allowed to get drunk? Like, getting drunk is for girls. I don't agree with that. I think men are allowed to.
No, but if a guy gets sloppy, like, where...
Well, I feel like if anybody gets sloppy, it's like...
But for some reason, if a girl does it, like, ends up getting sloppy, it's not as, like... Maybe it's, like, unattractive to a guy.
Yeah.
But me looking at a girl sloppy drunk, I'm like, oh, whatever. But if a guy, no.
Are you ready for this one? Somebody said, I love my boyfriend, but I can't stand... I can't read this. She said, I love my boyfriend, but I can't stand his toes. He has to wear socks. It's my rule.
So she can't even... Yeah. Actually, do you see Love Island?
No.
Tom's toes? How they, like... Oh, because
he's
a new...
Who's Tom?
Oh, you didn't watch Love Island thing.
No.
They sit on each other like this. And it's, like, zooms into his feet and his flip-flops. And I'm like... Yeah,
I wonder. But okay, my question is, how do you even have this conversation? How do you get to the point where you're like, hey,
yeah,
I don't like your feet. You need to wear.
I would say that to somebody. You're comfortable with them. I'd be like, your feet kind of creep me out. Can you put like socks on?
If you guys can't see me, my jaw's on the floor. You know why? I feel like I don't like to comment about, or I would never say something to somebody that is like something they can't change. You know what I mean? Like, I would feel so bad.
See, I don't really get like but I think because I just assume because I don't really get offended. Like, if someone says something to me, I think it's funny. So then, like,
if somebody was like, hey, you know, like,
I'm like, okay. I'm just like, wow.
I would cry every day, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I feel like I don't get sensitive with that. Like, if someone was just like, oh, like,
I think anything physical, I'm just so sensitive.
My ex used to be like, I think you're like one of your eyes kind of lazy. But I would just laugh and then I would just stare at myself in the mirror. I found it funny and I was like, really?
See, that would have sent me
into
a dark hole.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't bother me. Yeah.
What did you say back?
Because at first when he's like, well, this is how it happened. He's just like, I don't know. Like, he's like, at first when we talked or whatever, I wasn't sure. Like, because I was like, wait, does she have a lazy eye? And then I found it so funny. And then, yeah, no, I don't know.
I'm mortified.
You'd be like, what?
I would cry. I would leave. So this reminds me of this time I was with this guy. And this was a couple years ago. So not that it matters, but I was at a different weight than I am now. Mm-hmm. We were like making out and he was just like touching me, right? And he was like nothing inappropriate, like whatever. We're just like cuddling, cute, whatever. Yeah. And he was like, I just love your body. You're just so meaty.
And you took it like.
And I was like.
You're like, what is this?
Did you just call me fat?
Yeah, I'll say that kind of stuff too.
But I was like, hold on.
Meaty.
First of all, I was like, first of all, excuse me?
Yeah.
Second of all, out of all the fucking words, like meaty, meaty, like it sounds like a soup. Yeah. Like, what are you describing? So like hearty? Like, it's like,
yeah. No,
am I chili? Like
yeah,
what the fuck?
I don't like that word, meaty.
And then I was just, of course, so offended because I was like, that, oh, like, thank you. Like, you're calling me fat, you know?
Did you say something?
I think I left. And then I explicitly remember telling my therapist about it, my old therapist.
Yeah.
And I told her, and she was like, what a weird thing to say.
It is a weird thing.
She's
that's
such
that
a weird thing.
Weird.
And I was like, of course, now he thinks I'm fat. And then we had this whole.
No, I think some guys like, but like, he should have worded that better.
What else? Somebody in high school once said that I had a big head. And
oh, yeah, I get that too.
I mean, I do have a big head, so it's fine.
So do I.
But to this day, it's one of my biggest complexes. Now I'll make it a joke.
Yeah.
But before, I think, I don't, you know how you like grow into your body? I think before, like, it was so much more apparent how big it was. Now I think evened out a little bit. It's still big.
No, but I feel like people have said that to me too, that I have a big head. And even if I try to put hats on, it's like they don't fit.
I was
But I kind of like, I like it better than like, what if it was really small, tiny, and then it would look weird?
I was talking to this guy for a bit, and we had a very funny, like, friendship situation, whatever, and he would call me Big Head. Like, that's what he would call me.
See, that wouldn't...
Like, he would be like, hey, Big Head. But because we had just pure banter, so it was
fine. You don't get, like, offended.
But some days he would get real fucking close to crossing that line.
Yeah,
like,
it's enough now.
But I'd be like, okay, my feelings are about to be hurt.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's enough.
But, like, it was so funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, that
One day I was like, I don't know what he said. I think I wore, like, a cleavage top. We went out to get drinks one day, and I wore, like, a really cleavage top, and then we were texting about it. And I was kidding, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to wear a turtleneck next time I see you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, stop lying. Your head doesn't fit in a turtleneck.
Don't go through the hole.
And, like, I couldn't be mad. I was cracking up. I was like, that's just so funny.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Like, some things,
that's
it
different.
Depends how you word it.
It depends how you word it.
It.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. He posted boomerangs with gifts, and it wasn't that exactly, but the choice of gifts. See, she understands me. It's the gifts.
Yeah, and the boomerang.
Yeah.
I don't like the boomerang. For for anybody, a girl.
Me either. I don't like boomerangs. I don't fuck with boomerangs.
Well, it's probably gonna offend. I feel like with the cheers when people boomerang.
All did it. We were all, raise your hand if you posted a boomerang doing a cheers.
Yeah.
But we left that. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I don't know. But some people, yeah. Some
I like
people
became
love it.
A boomerang though. Let me explain.
Okay, I was like, I don't know what the fuck.
Let me explain. So because we would always do that in college, right?
Oh, so
sometimes when we would like take a picture or a video, I would literally go like this because so I was like so it. Used to do it. And everybody would be like, bro, it's not a boomerang.
Yeah, you don't need to do it.
And I'd be like, okay. Somebody said the best advantage of never having had a boyfriend, no icks to deal with.
Another ick, I just thought of one. If a guy posts, like, on his Instagram, taking a selfie in the mirror.
Like an outfit pic?
Yeah.
Like he's
anything.
Like...
Anything. Just don't take a picture of yourself. If you're, like, with a group of friends so and, like, what, you take a group picture.
So in what capacity? Because here's where I think it's unfair. Like, I hear you and I agree with you. But here's my thing. Why am I allowed to do it and why can't they? Like, what if they have a sick outfit and they take that? What if they have like a, you know, they would just want to show off their fit? Like, they look fly.
Okay, they can
so
do this.
So, in what capacity is it okay that it wouldn't ick you out? Or is there no capacity?
Honestly, I just probably wouldn't want to date that person. Like,
really?
They can do whatever they like.
So, how, what if a guy is like into style?
Yeah, maybe
and they
like want to
like show off a
brand or something and he's just posting.
No,
his
what
post
if it's a
sell?
Regular schmegular Joe, okay?
Okay.
And he wants to, he like loves clothes and like he looks hot and he wants to like, he wants to show it up but not in a way where it's gonna ick out a girl. What could he do?
Like, if you want to send the picture to somebody and be like,
no,
do you
he
like
wants
my
to
outfit?
Post it. He wants to post it on his story. Like, he wants the people that follow him to see his outfit that day. Because he's feeling good. Is he not allowed?
He's allowed, but I wouldn't be interested.
Okay, so is there anything he could do that you would still be interested?
No. No, maybe, like, a long time ago, but I feel like as I get older, there's certain things now that I'm just, like, I want someone that's too busy, to be honest. They're building a house. They're busy. Mm. They're not, oh, my God, I have such a cool outfit on and taking a picture. Like, they're working. They're
building a house.
They're doing something. They don't even, like, look. They're not on Instagram. They're not busy on Instagram. They have other things they have to do, like, real-life things. Then take a picture of their outfit and show everyone and hope people reply.
But what if they don't, what if they're not doing it with that intention? Like, they're just, like, artsy and like into photography. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to think of it
no,
the other
and I,
way.
No, I can see that, but I don't, like, I'm saying for me, I wouldn't be interested in that person. Like, I'd just be kind of turned off.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if it was once in a while, like, not like a daily thing. Once
know.
In a while.
I'll
what
let
if
you
he,
know if it happens.
What if he's on vacation somewhere? And, like, you know when you're on vacation, I feel like all the rules go out the window. It's like when you're at the airport, it doesn't matter. Time does not exist. Like, when you're on vacation, let's say he's in a sick place, like, cute-ass hotel room, and
then
he's,
take
like...
take pictures of the place.
I'm trying to find a middle ground for us,
no,
you know?
No, just like those posy, like if a guy gets someone to take
but
a picture of them.
No, because I know exactly what you're thinking and I know what, I agree with you, but I'm trying to find like this.
Like how, yeah.
How could it be? Because.
I don't know. I have to
think
about
it. What if I, like if I were a dude, what if, so what, am I not allowed? You know?
I don't know. I would really have to think of what would be like.
It's a tough world out there, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Shit's rough in these streets. Okay. I didn't get this one. She said, from a situationship, having a specific outfit kink and always asking about it. Does that mean, like, he had a certain outfit that he liked her to wear?
Maybe. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Right? That's what I deduced.
That can get kind of annoying, I think.
Has that ever happened to you where a guy's like, oh, I love when you wear this or that?
Yeah.
What have they said that they like you wearing? Let me guess.
What?
Something that makes your ass look...
No, not even.
Fire.
No.
Well, your ass always looks fire, but.
No, not even. Maybe just like, no. Well, people have like opinions like, oh, like you should try to wear this. Like this
really?
Would look cool
like
on
what?
You. Like, I don't know. I can't. I'm trying to think.
I used to dress with a lot of cleavage, but like prominently and religiously. Like I didn't feel pretty unless my titties were out.
Yeah.
And. When I was dating Mr. Gray, throwback, trigger warning, he was Muslim, and, or is, and I'm just saying that as a fact, period, that has, just giving context.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think me coming out with my titties out every night was a little bit alarming for him, right? And so when I wouldn't, like when I would wear like, I don't know, a top, a t-shirt like this or something covered, he would go out of his fucking way to be like, you look so pretty like that. Like, I love how you look when, you know, which I get, I understand, you know?
Yeah.
My mom said the same thing always. Yeah. She didn't like that, but that's the only example I can think of.
I know, but it's like, I just think, if that's like the reason, like it's different if it's like, oh my god, that outfit looks great on you, but you kind of knew in your head like that's why.
No, I exactly. Yeah. I knew. I was like, oh, the only reason you think I look pretty is because my titties are not out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then every time that I would get dressed, I would, after that conversation, I would think about it.
You'd be like, maybe I should cover.
Yeah. Like I honestly, some nights I was like, I really want to wear this, but I know that he would like be happier if I wore that.
Yeah, and I feel like then it kind of, like, it gets in your head.
It did get in my head.
Yeah.
Towards the end.
Yeah.
My first boyfriend brought me to McDonald's on our first date, and I wanted to strangle him.
See, I would like that.
I was going to say, this is the, you're talking to the wrong girls, because we both fucking love McDonald's.
I think I'd
laugh. I'm not even saying that as, like, I feel like that sounds kind of pick-me-ish.
Yeah.
But I'm not even saying it in that way. I think that would be so funny.
I think it would be funny.
Like, I think it would be funny.
I'd be like, this person has a good sense of humor.
This is hilarious.
Yeah.
And I want nuggets and fries and a Diet Coke.
No, I would like that. I think I'd like them more.
I think that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, instead of, like, picking some fancy,
I think the,
like,
only thing I would be concerned about is that I love having alcoholic beverages on the first date, and we can't.
You can't.
There. Yeah. Like, what are we going to do?
Yeah. But no, I would be like.
Oh. I think that'd be funny.
Yeah.
Like, at my big age, you're really going to take me to McDonald's. Yeah. Like, let's fucking go, daddy. Like,
wow, yeah.
Okay. Men who share inspirational quotes on their stories, but you know are absolute fuckboys. Like, goodbye, Jason.
Yeah. No. Mm-mm.
So funny.
Yeah, no.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
My boyfriend says he hates reality TV and then can't get enough of Love is Blind. Just admit it. I've seen so many TikToks about this recently, especially with the Risa Tisa stuff. How women are filming their boyfriends like getting addicted to like to these like reality TV series and
first
stuff.
First they say no, but then first once they say no, they're staring at the TV.
I wouldn't know, but I'll take your word for it. Okay, somebody said misspelling in all of his texts.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I think that would ick me out. Yeah. I think, to be honest.
Yeah. Because
I think there's a difference between abbreviating and. You know, like, I write sometimes you as in just the you.
Oh, that's
okay. Or, like, stuff like that.
That's okay. But if someone types really fast and it's, like, spelled wrong, like,
but
that's
always.
Okay. But if you're actually just, like, don't know how to spell, like, this person, do they not know how to spell or are they just typing fast?
I took it more as, like, it's almost like you don't, not that you don't care, but you're not preoccupied with writing the words correctly. You're just, like, whatever. That would annoy me because I think they would know how
depends.
To spell.
Depends. If it's sometimes and they're in a rush and they're texting
that's
a spell
fine.
Wrong, that's fine. But if, like, it's, like, comes down to, like, wait, maybe they don't know how to spell.
Yeah.
Then
I can't believe your brain took a sharp left there.
Yeah. I just thought, like, oh, maybe this person doesn't know.
Closer.
Doesn't know how to.
Perfect.
Do you want me to hug you?
I just want to be close together. Okay. She said, I'll just preface it by this was a first date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She said, he said the Trump Hotel was an amazing wedding venue.
Okay.
Like.
Yeah. Like, no.
Goodbye.
Why? I would want to know what his reasons are.
I mean, obviously because he loves Trump.
Oh.
And he's most definitely a Republican, you know?
Yeah, I'd be like, okay.
And he'd be like, I want to get married here.
Yeah.
I would be like,
I gotta go.
This one is really funny, too. He worked with birds for a living.
See, I'm weird, though.
I would find that so funny. You would love that shit,
I
think.
Yeah, I'd be like, this person.
You'd be like, can I come?
Yeah. Can you bring your girlfriend to work there?
I would be weirded out for sure.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I would want to know, like, I'm so like, what made you want this job? Like, I would want to know.
Oh, I would have a million and one questions,
yeah.
But after that, I'd be like, deuces.
No, I don't know. It depends on, like, if it's like,
it depends.
Is it, like, serial killer
is he
vibes
tall?
Or, yeah, that's an interesting.
Is he tall, dark, and handsome and tatted?
So he works with birds?
Yeah.
I want to know, like, what do you
yeah.
do?
I also
Where?
Know. I can't talk about this one because I'll also give it away, but I'll tell you
Oh,
after.
You know the person that
Yeah.
Worked? Okay.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Okay. Referred to himself as an alpha man. Not only ill, but he wasn't even close to being one. That's
Yeah,
icky.
I think just, like, saying it. Like, you don't
like
need
to. Like, referring
to
yourself as an alpha man.
Don't say it.
You tell him.
Just.
You tell him
yeah,
how it is.
No.
Okay. This one I agree with. Dirty bathroom. If you know a girl is coming over, can we not?
I've experienced that.
Yeah. Have you?
The paper towel rolls.
What do you mean?
When I
Am I supposed to know this?
Yeah.
Paper towel rolls.
Okay, well, I say it and then you'll cut it out.
But okay, but that was shocking because everything else was good.
No, his whole place was a mess.
Oh, I thought it was just the bathroom.
No. No,
this guy's right, the clothes and everything.
No, but like when I went into
But he had a chef, which
But still, like
But none of that have a adds cleaner? Up. Yeah, like why do you have a chef and but your bathroom is disgusting? But I would go into the bathroom
and it's like you know when like you like brush your teeth and like it's like you spit in the like
Yeah.
But like sometimes pubes? Like or like
the no. pubes were on the sink?
No, or like he had like black like marble. So I guess some of the like water would get, and it was just like, but Splat. Like you know someone's coming over, so like it's fine if like
you, no, did you were and you, going to stay with a man, and yeah. he was like, that's cool,
yeah,
that's
good enough like for that, me. And then he had no towels in the bathroom, just paper towel rolls for I don't know, like are you supposed to shower and pat yourself dry?
Is that what you use when you had to pee?
Do no, you have toilet paper? Toilet paper?
Okay,
but like sitting beside like on the sink, it was paper towel. Roll of paper towels and no towels.
He was using that to dry himself?
I don't know.
I mean, he's a tall man. Yeah. That would take a whole roll.
Just the whole, yeah.
Or two, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, dirty bathroom is...
So many questions.
Dirty bathroom is no. Mm-mm. And kitchen. Bathroom
just
and
the kitchen. The way somebody lives, yeah, yeah. I think, is your very place, telling.
Yeah, your place tells, like, a lot of it's, about you. Like
all I need is cleanliness.
Yeah.
I don't need anything else, just...
Yeah, and it's fine if, like, say, like, I think it's just more, like... bathroom and like kitchen food, like if you're closed, if you're lazy to like, and you throw them on your bed and you're gonna do it later, like that's not a big deal. But when it comes to like leaving dishes in the sink, like all that kind of, like no,
nothing will make me clean my apartment more in depth than knowing someone's coming over. Yeah. Even if they're coming over for 30 minutes, yeah, I will no, make this too. spotless. Like even when I would have somebody come professionally clean, which mm-hmm. I haven't in years, but I used to when I had Ollie in my other apartment, and sometimes like once a month or mm-hmm. once every couple of months, like she would come into a deep clean, like mm-hmm. the little crevices that you don't really get when you're alone. Yeah. Even before she would come, I would clean
because
mm-hmm. I was like, I want this to be clean when she gets here
because somebody's coming.
Like I want to make sure everything is okay so that when she, you know,
yeah, I don't know.
But that's how I was raised. Like even when we would go stay in a hotel, like on vacation, my mom, we would get connecting rooms, like my sister and my parents. Mm-hmm. And every morning my mom would come in and be like,
yeah,
make your bed, like roll up the bed, like make the bed look nice, like pick up everything off the floor, don't leave the bathroom messy, like
mm-hmm.
so it just it ingrained in.
Yeah
This one is just a general didn't listen to my gut from the beginning. He didn't like dogs.
That doesn't
really Mr. Gray didn't like dogs, and I should have fucking known then. I would show him pictures of Ollie.
I hear that. It's like if someone
would show him pictures of Ollie, who I'm sorry, I'm not being biased, he's gorgeous.
Yeah.
You're not going to tell me that is not a fucking cute dog.
Yeah.
I would show him pictures and he'd be like, sometimes he wouldn't even say anything. He'd be like,
he would like, I don't know why that would make me laugh.
He would like nod his head and I'd be like, excuse me?
I know, because most people are like, oh my God, and like asking.
Or I'd be like, look how cute. And he'd be like, yeah.
Okay, that for some reason.
He'd be like, this motherfucker. I should have known then. I should have known then.
See, I don't know. That doesn't really...
Like, it doesn't make you think a little bit? Like, somebody who doesn't like dogs. How do you not like a dog? Cats, whole different issue. Because cats are fucking moody and weird.
Doesn't... I don't know. Like...
Do you judge someone if they're like, I'm a cat person? You give...
I don't think I've ever had a conversation
vibes,
with a guy about...
To be honest.
No, I do not like cats.
Really?
I don't really... I'm not an animal person to begin with, though. I've never had animals growing up. Like, I had a fish. Like, I like fish. Like, I'd be like, are you a fish person? No, but I
but
don't
you,
think...
But you give me vibes of somebody who would like a cat.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, the naked one.
No.
I could see you having one of those.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. I don't want anything. No, but the thing is, I don't think I've ever even had a conversation with a guy, like, are you a cat or dog person?
Really?
We've never talked about animals before. I've never been with someone that's had an animal. Is that weird? I've never dated someone that has had
a
dog.
That is weird.
But it's, I think, it's worked out for me, because I don't really like animals that much either, so.
There you go.
Not that I don't like, I just don't, I wouldn't really, but if someone told me, like, that's just their...
But the way you say it is different. Like, you're just like, I'm not an animal person. I've never had animals growing up. Totally understandable. But someone who's, like, explicitly, like, I do not like dogs. It's a little scary. Like, what did they ever do to you?
Yeah. I was
Unless something
question,
did happen.
Yeah,
and
like,
then I'd
be like,
okay, that's fair. I'm sorry. Like, that's fair.
Trauma.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, maybe I asked, like, be like, oh, why? Like, is there a reason why you don't like it?
Yeah.
And if they change the way they said it, they're just, like, how I said it, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I can understand, like, being, I'm scared of certain dolls. I'm just, like, that's,
yeah. Can you believe I called you a cat person?
Yeah, like, that's, no.
Well, you, I'm like, allergic. Sawney Angels. Like, yeah. It's the same vibe. Do you know what you I mean? Think? Yeah.
No, cats are, like, very, like, cold, I feel like, and, like.
No, I think they're more, like, it's.
They're cute to look at.
They are cute.
They're cute to look at, but I wouldn't. Mm-mm. You don't know where it is. It's under the couch. It pops out. It scares me.
I think, yeah, I don't fuck with cats. Also, you have to, like, earn their love. While as dogs, not, like, are always willing to love you.
Life I don't go with a fish.
Life is, like, hard enough. I don't want to have to earn my pet's love.
No.
You know?
A turtle, maybe.
A big one?
Oh,
a little one?
Yeah, like a turtle and a fish. Maybe a lizard. I think it's the fur I don't really like. I think it creeps me out.
That's why I said you should get, you are somebody that would get a naked cat.
Yeah, I think it's the fur that kind of just gives me shivers.
You'd rather it feel like a testicle.
It's just more clean to me. I don't know why.
Makes total sense.
Just skin.
Anyway.
You're like, what the fuck?
Okay. No, honestly, everything I said checked out.
Yeah.
But fish are so lame. Like, what the fuck can you do with a fish? Like,
like, get fighting fish.
What do you mean?
And they can fight each other. Like, the fighting fish.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
It's a specific, like, breed?
Yeah, or get, like, I would like a huge, like,
so
aquarium.
So what, they, like,
yeah, or,
how
like,
do they
huge,
fight?
I don't know, like, a huge aquarium tank and have all different kinds. And then, like, have, like, it looks cool. Like, you know, like,
see,
an
that's something I wouldn't spend money on. You know how we were having this conversation about things?
Yeah, I would. Like, in, like, one, like, a whole wall of just fish.
They're expensive.
Yeah. But then it's, like, a light, too, at nighttime. It looks kind of... I don't know where this is going, okay?
Yeah. It's gonna be a no from me, dog. Okay. 7-minute-long voice notes saying absolutely nothing.
I want to hear it.
I know the backstory of this one, and it's, like, he would send her these long fucking voice notes... And really, it was a bunch of mumbo jumbo. Like, he just would go in circles and circles and circles. And this is fine.
Is this, like, arguing with somebody?
No. Like talking. Oh. This is fine and all good. If you have, like, a connection and you like each other, like...
Then it's fine.
Like,
you can ramble.
You have to listen to my voice notes because you signed up for this.
Yeah.
Like, you have no choice.
Yeah.
But at the beginning, and this was at the beginning, like, at the very beginning...
No, that's...
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. No.
You know?
Yeah, I know. That would kind of weird me out.
Digital languages are so interesting to me.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this is a Nick. I just thought of one. And you know this. You know exactly who I'm talking about. So I met this guy, and we exchanged numbers. I lied and said I didn't have Instagram. And so he asked for my Instagram. I'm like, oh, I don't have Instagram. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah, no. I felt so bad for lying. But I don't like to give men my Instagram. We've been through this before.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I gave him my number. And immediately sends me a voice note, which is fine because we had met in person, so it wasn't like, you know, somebody on Hinge just sending me a voice note, which, whatever. And I was like, okay, starting off real aggressive here, but that's fine. So I listened to it and I responded in a text, like, kind of implying, like, this is my preferred method of communication at this time. Thank you. And then that's it. And then randomly one day he just FaceTimed me.
Yeah,
remember
no.
when you
yeah,
started just FaceTiming me randomly? And I'm
yeah.
I think just...
Yeah. No, yeah, it's kind of...
Coming off too strong.
It's too strong,
sometimes is... It just freaks me out.
No, I don't like that.
And I love voice notes, and I love all that
Once
shit,
you're, like, comfortable and get to know someone, though, not, like...
Give it a second.
Yeah.
Give it a second.
Yeah.
Okay. He looked at a baby and smiled at the baby, and the baby started bawling. I took it as divine intervention.
This person is.
That's so funny. You know when you, like, smile at babies in the elevator?
Yeah, and usually they just look at
you
like, wave
they just
or
stare
smile
at you.
Back.
Yeah, imagine if they
start bawling. I'd be like, oh, something wrong with me. Like, okay, never mind.
See, that kind of, it's almost like when a dog doesn't like, when Ollie doesn't like somebody, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, you're like, what's the
deal?
Because they usually like everybody.
Well, Ollie's a little slut. He likes everybody.
Yeah.
So when he doesn't like somebody, I'm like.
You're like, okay, there's something weird about
this
you.
This is fishy.
Yeah.
This is sus.
That's funny.
Okay. Oh, speaking of dogs, my dog didn't like him. I didn't even see this. My dog didn't like him. Immediate ick and red flag. Bye bye, buddy.
Yeah, that's
I agree.
I mean,
with
if your dog is, like, friendly usually and, like, likes every, like, okay,
yeah,
because
you have a hormonal dog, then he's the problem.
Yeah.
But if not, yeah. Okay. I kid you not, a man once told me I was too confident in myself and he had to humble me.
No. No, no, no. This person's like a serial killer. That's so bad.
My fiance gives me a new ick weekly. This week, it's rinsing his mouth once after brushing. That's funny.
So
I love that he gives her one weekly. So she's like, yeah. Not gonna get yeah. But I love that she said he gives her one weekly. Like, I want to hear more of them.
Yeah, I want to know the rest of them.
I know. That's so fun. Okay. We have two left.
Okay.
So sad. We went rollerblading, and something about the way he rollerbladed made me icked out.
I think I've seen like people post before, like new ick unlock.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was that guy trying to rollerblade, and he couldn't. He kept like falling, and she was like, okay. Yeah.
See, I feel like sometimes we're so mean. Like women, I think on TikTok especially, like it's so mean.
It is mean. But honestly, if you're like, it's different if it's like a first date, I think maybe I'd be like, okay, this person. But if you're like with them, been dating them, and then all of a sudden you guys decide to go out, that wouldn't really.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Like, I think once there's
yeah
comfortability, it's all funny. It can all be funny.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think we're so aggressive.
Picky too. Like, and like,
we're so aggressive. And let me just say, the icks that I said at the beginning, they didn't stop me. Like, you know, like I was still happily like dealing with this person. Like, not dealing with it. I was still entertaining this person. Like, it wasn't a deal breaker. It was just funny. Like, to me, it was funny. And you and I laughed about it, and that was it.
Yeah.
Last one.
Okay.
He spelled baby B-B-Y, and that was it for me.
That doesn't
bother you? Do you spell it like that?
No. Like, I mean, you can just add the other A. It's
I know.
2 seconds.
It's my question here. I have so many questions. My question is just like, because I've seen people do this. I've seen guys do this where they spell it B-B-Y. And I'm like, you're so close. You know? It's not like it's like.
I think I would respond like with B-A-B-Y and then the star. Like, so it's like, I just wanted to correct. And then maybe they would like, and be like, oh, she thinks this is weird.
You would terrify me.
She thinks this is weird. No, I've told people before, like, can you stop using these emojis?
Was it the wink? Because the wink one is awful.
I would just respond like, please don't send that again.
Oh. It's like, it's so AI of you. Like, you know, it's like so robotic. Like, you can't even be like, hey, like, you know?
No, they would just send
please
it.
Please don't send that again.
Please don't send that again.
Period.
Hey, can you not use that?
Yeah. Hey, can you not?
And they usually think it's fun. They're like, they're so, like they laugh. And they're like, what? Because they don't. And I'm like, no, I'm being serious. Please.
These were great, guys.
Yeah, the selfies.
I feel like a lot of these are like, you have to be there to laugh at it. But in my head, I can picture it. And it made me laugh today. So thank you for sending them.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like.
Sometimes I feel like it's not fair for me to judge how people show up on Instagram. You know how girls are like, oh, I don't like this and this. Because I'm like. Fuck, man. One of my biggest fears, honestly, and I'm trying to get over it, is a man that I might be potentially interested in, judging my Instagram based on whatever, right? And I don't think I'm, like, cringy, but maybe some things can be cringy. I'm aware of that, even though I try not to be. Some things are cringy.
No, but I feel like...
And so I'm like, fuck, I don't, you know?
But I feel like everyone, no matter what, is... going to look at someone's Instagram and judge them.
Make an assumption. Yeah.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Like, everybody does.
Have I ever posted something that you're like...
Never. No.
Really?
Never. No.
Nothing?
But I don't know. Mm-mm.
Do you think it's annoying when I post videos with that voice?
No, I love that voice thing.
So funny, because some people are like, Lisa, stop using that fucking voice.
Thing.
I love it too. For me, it's so funny. Like,
I think
it makes...
it's funny.
It can make any video funny.
Yeah. It can make it, like, better.
I just think it makes everything funny and sarcastic and, like, I'm not taking this so seriously.
No,
like,
I like the voice.
But then everybody, like, BB's like, Lisa, stop it.
I thought of something. I've seen guys do, like, their daily routine. Like, make videos.
Okay.
I don't know.
But give me more details. Like,
I think it's
he
just
a content creator
that are...
or is it, like, somebody who's just normal?
You know what? I think it's just guys on Instagram in general. I think it's just guys doing any of it. I don't know why. I've seen posts where it's, like, guys used to build buildings like this. And it's, like, a building and, like, it, like... like,
and now they
architecture.
Share motivation.
Now they paint
their
nails
stories.
And do podcasts, or like they're just like more like.
Do you like a guy painting his nails? Would you mind that?
I don't think I would, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not for me. So.
No.
But I don't judge it. It's just not for me, I think.
No, I don't think I...
Yeah, mm-mm. I hear you. No. I feel the same way.
But, I think it's just, like, I don't know.
No,
but
you have every right to feel icked.
I don't know.
You have every right to an ick.
I just, I'm not saying that doesn't make them manly, but it kind of also,
big masculine daddy.
You know, just someone that is more, old school,
Yeah. I agree.
Not like in this kind of...
I just sometimes feel like I'm not allowed to judge Instagram stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or like it's unfair of me to judge.
I don't know. Yeah. Also, maybe I'm just being...
But I also hear you because I feel like I... Typically the men that I at least have dated in recent years that I've really enjoyed, that I feel like have been really great guys, there's a pattern amongst them. And one of those patterns is... The way they show up online is very chill, they post sporadically,
I think it shows, past experiences, it's more of, insecurity thing, it just kind of gives us, they're insecure, and they're asking for, certain attention.
Or maybe the intention behind it is also not right.
That's what I mean, it's more, they're wanting doing it certain for a attention, reason. And, they're insecure, and then you just kind of, I don't want
to. Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed. Okay, well, that wraps up our ick episode. I hope nobody was offended. I hope we didn't offend anybody. No. You know I love you. Not you, I'm talking to my girls. I love you too, but...
Yeah, you looked at me. I'm like, yeah, I know.
This was all for fun.
Well, that was funny. They were all funny.
That was funny. What was your favorite one from the submissions? The one of the girl...
I love the socks one.
The baby one. Because I can just imagine that.
No, I love the socks.
The toes one is brutal as fuck. No winks allowed.
Yeah, no winks allowed. No.
I need Apple, if you're listening, please... For the love...
Apple. Oh, for the... It took me a second to clue in. I was Apple.
Please give me a white wine emoji. Mm-hmm. We don't all like... I thought you were going to say
take away the wink face.
We don't all like red wine. No, I'm not that offended on it.
Yeah, can you take away the wink
face? We don't all drink red wine.
Yeah, white wine.
Why is there no, I don't understand.
What other emoji? Can you just do a 50-minute podcast on
emojis?
What emojis?
I could.
Yeah. And which ones they should add.
But I would need my phone so I could look at them.
They took the gun away. Did you see that?
Good. But no violence.
They left the knife, though.
Safety first. That's weird.
I'm like, they left the knife.
Who uses that? You know which one is aggressive? The injection.
Oh,
the one with, and it's the red. Yeah, the blood. Whoa, come on. Yeah. Come on now.
What else?
What's your favorite one? Mine is the guy that has an S on his face.
Oh, yeah, and red cheeks?
Kind of. He's going through some shit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That?
You know why? Because it's so, I love a multi-purpose moment.
That one is a lot for if something's cringy.
Cringy, if I'm scared, if I'm nervous, if I'm too happy, if I have a big day, if I said something, if I'm waiting for something, if I'm anxious, if I'm hungover, if I'm sick, if I'm happy. It applies to everything in life.
Yeah. I don't think I have a favorite one.
I also love the cowgirl, but I don't use her all the time.
The face, the yellow one with face the cowboy with hat.
Yeah. Oh, and I love the hands. Because I love doing, Lauren.
The shaking, yeah.
You know? Which is your favorite heart to use? Clearly, just use the red one.
No. I like the pink one with the stars.
Me too, the sparkles.
Yeah.
That's such a cute one.
I like the orange one.
I used to love the one that's, one pink heart and then a baby pink heart.
Oh, yeah,
heart,
yeah. That one's
but I don't like it anymore.
I like, there's a baby blue one now, isn't there?
Yeah, I love that. I love the new heart colors. Apple has done great. I like the light blue one. I like the yellow. I like the white. I like the black. I like the brown. I like the pink. I like the pink with sparkles.
Okay, so you like them all.
No, I don't like the purple one.
Really?
No. I'm not a purple bitch.
No, I don't mind it. I like them all.
I like the silver one. I use that one for M Club all the time.
Oh, yeah, silver.
Okay, we gotta go, or else we'll be here for another hour. We're still going. Okay, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Lauren, do you have any final words on your second round of unwinding?
No. Honestly, I'm like, no.
That was so funny. I'm leaving that in. Okay, well, no. You heard it here first. Tell me how you really feel. Okay. Love you. Bye. Okay, see bye. You next Tuesday. That's saying cunt.
What?
Did you get it?
What?
I said see you next Tuesday.
See you next.
It's cunt.
Did you realize that right now? Wait, what? Okay. Is this a thing?
People, instead of saying the word cunt, since it's such a horrible, vile word, they say see you next Tuesday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because it's see you next
No, I Tuesday. Know. I get it. I get that. You know, but I thought you just made that up.
Well,
I've
never,
like,
I've never been like, see you next Tuesday. I always say, like, talk to you next week or talk to you on Tuesday.
Cunt, and then hang it up. All right, everybody. Cunt. And then hang up.
Fuck, I'm crying.
Do you have anything else to say? No.
If I can keep that in, I wonder if I could keep that. That's funny.